And our morning just got even better because joining us in the studios is our good friend Katie Griner, who comes in from Oakleaf Village for the Positive Points on Aging. And Miss Katie, I'm so sorry I'm not with you. I had a phone issue that has been resolved, but I'm glad to have you with Brian and glad to have you with us, and appreciate you coming on in. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We do enjoy visiting with you, and we love partnering up with our friends from Oakleaf Village in Lexington. Great, great people over there. And while we won't spend the next 25 minutes talking much about Oakleaf, they are the proud sponsors of the Positive Points on Aging. What we will be focusing on today is we will be focusing on our older adults and how about their driving, safe driving tips and thoughts on older adults. And Katie, tell you what, the goal is to try to keep people as much independence as possible, but it's a tough, tough call to make when it comes to driving, because a lot of times when it comes to a situation like that, you don't get second chances.
Absolutely. And the reason this came up, I had just in the past week, I've had two different stories from family members telling me about incidents that happened. So one recently was a lady that was in her 80s was going to one of her appointments. And when she got there, she couldn't remember the gas pedal from the brake pedal. And she actually ran into the building. She was not hurt, and no one in the building was hurt. However,
thank goodness for that.
Exactly. However, the building was damaged, and there was, of course, lots of damage to her vehicle. The second story I had, there was a delivery truck driver that was pulled over onto the side of the road with the caution lights, like they have to do as a standard. And he was going back towards his truck, ready to get in, but was going to wait on traffic to clear. Thankfully, he did not go try to get in, because another over 80s lady was driving and didn't see it and just ran into the back of him.
Oh boy.
So the reason that I brought that up was because signs of why you're—
wait, were these both residents from your place?
No, not residents.
Oh,
at all.
Okay.
No.
These are just horror stories you heard about.
Horror stories just in the last 2 weeks. And of course, with me working with the elderly, you know, everybody was like, well, did you hear about this lady was driving? She shouldn't be driving.
I bet you that's a fun community when it comes to gossip, by the way.
Very much so.
Did you hear about the lady over at so-and-so facility? You know, I heard she's sleeping with the chef.
Exactly. All kind of stories.
I'm sure there's some good senior gossip that goes on amongst the residents in all these various locations of assisted living and things like that. So, listen, you know, here's the thing, and I've been down this road a number of times. One of the more difficult things to do is to take away a person's independence and tell them they can't keep the car keys.
Oh, yes.
That's a very challenging thing to do. And over the course of the next 23 minutes, Katie, I think we need to talk about a lot of this, about when it's time, how do you know it's time, all that kind of stuff.
Right. So the first thing I was going to talk about was the signs your loved one should no longer be driving. Of course, multiple vehicle crashes may be a sign. Near misses, new dents and scrapes in their vehicles. So that's something that you're going to have to pay attention to with your loved one. It's not that you being a stalker. You want to make sure that not only are they safe, but others around them. Because I know the biggest thing is they feel like they can still drive, that they're fine. They'll be absolutely fine. Well, it's also you have to worry about the others around them. So you're needing to look for those things. If they're getting two or more traffic tickets or warnings within the last 2 years, that might be another little sign. Increase of your car insurance premium because of driving issues. So if you're helping your loved ones out paying their bills and you realize, wonder why her Allstate insurance bill went a little higher this month, and you're checking into it and figuring out it's because she's had some accidents that mom hadn't told you about. Most likely is probably what's going on. If you got any comments or neighbors from friends about erratic or unsafe or aggressive driving, it's funny. My dad has a little bit of road rage when he drives because he thinks he's the best driver that there is, and he's 74. His yield signs are he's going to hit the gas pedal and go. It doesn't mean that he's looking to the left to see if he can get over or not.
Right,
So that's issues as well. Anxiety about driving at night. I think that's, you know, I don't want to say that's just not just for the older population. I don't particularly like driving at night either.
Mm-hmm.
health issues that may be affecting their driving, including problems with their vision, hearing, and movement. And that one makes a lot of sense. You think about if you have arthritis and you can't turn your neck all the way to the left or right. Right. How are they looking over their shoulder to make sure no one is in the left-hand lane that they're trying to get over
Good
into?
Good point.
So
yeah.
Vision, I think that's, I don't want to say an obvious, but if you're having vision issues, you need to be making sure that your prescriptions are up to date before you get behind the steering wheel. Hearing, which everybody says, well, I don't need to hear. All I need is make sure I can see to drive. Well, no, you need to hear if you have sirens behind you.
Sure.
If you have horns blowing at you because of your erratic driving. Something like that may be an issue. Complaints about the speed, sudden lane change, or actions of other drivers. Recommendations from a doctor to modify your driving habits or quit driving entirely. So if your doctor's telling you, that means probably they've heard complaints either through the neighborhood. It could be that the daughter has slipped up and said something in front of the doctor, and the doctor has said something to mom while you're in the room. So that helps you determine that, you know, mom needs to be paying attention when she needs to not be driving on the road.
Sure.
So those were some of the signs just to look at. And I know those are hard, but those are, to me, some of the obvious ones. But at the same time, you kind of forget, why would you need a paint pen, mom? What's going on with your car? Oh, well,
right.
You know, I just, that little telephone pole was a little closer than I thought.
Right. Right. You know, and some of this could be fixable. Some of this could be, hey, maybe you need to go and get a new prescription for your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe there is a salvageable solution here. Not always the case, but maybe there is a situation where maybe your eyesight has changed or gotten a little worse, and and with the help of, because, you know, these days, isn't it like every 10 years that you need to get a new license where they make you do a vision test now?
That's correct. It is 10 years.
Right.
Yep.
So, I mean, no one's really forcing you to do so unless you're seeing some of these issues. So rather than having to give up the keys, maybe the best thing to do would be at least to consider trying to go and see if the eyes are working right still.
Absolutely.
And if your depth perception and things like that are good. So that's one thing to consider. But I like what you said about walking and just taking the, you know, you're going over to see mom, you're going over to see dad, whomever.
Mm-hmm.
Before you ever even knock on the door and say, I'm coming on in, walk around their car and just look for dings and chips and paint and things like that.
Yep.
And if you see that since the last time you came over, there's a couple of this and a couple of that, then you, I mean, look, I hate this for you, but you got to have the talk.
Absolutely.
And you know, Katie, the talk is a difficult thing.
Oh,
but
yes.
One thing I know that a number of doctors are willing to do is if you call the doctor, he or she is willing to be the bad guy.
Absolutely.
They're willing to do this for you
instead
of making you the bad guy. Because, you know, there's a lot of kids that mom or dad's just going to say, you go live your life and leave me alone. But when it comes from the doctor that they've had a relationship with, this has been their physician for 11, 12, 13 years, if it comes from the doctor, they'll be usually a little bit more respectful.
Absolutely. I have a resident in the building now that he does very well when we have someone with a white coat on. So if someone
right.
with a white coat tells him to do it, he does it.
Right.
No big
well,
deal.
There just seems to be a certain level of credibility that comes with obviously being the physician or the family doctor or this or that, or just someone that, you know, they've built a rapport with that they've had to open up to and share things with over the years. And often the case that someone you and again, I don't know any doctor that if you were to call, he or she wouldn't be willing to take the time to be the bad guy,
right.
knowing that, you know, it's better than creating a family fight.
Absolutely.
You know, so keep that in mind. If you've got someone in your life that is a figure, like even if it's not a doctor, but someone that comes to the house that you know mom or dad really appreciates and respects,
yep.
then that could be the route.
Absolutely.
That could be the way to go. But yeah, it's a hard conversation for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Very hard conversation.
Absolutely.
We have a break coming up for the Fox Business Report. We're going to go ahead and get that for you in just a little bit. Let me reset the table a little bit for you and let you know what's going on. We're talking today, of course, with Katie from over at Oakley Village, our Positive Points on Aging. And we are focusing this morning on driving and safe driving for our older adults. When is it time to take the keys? How do you take the keys? We'll talk more about all of that in just a little while. I want you to stick around. More to come on The Point.
Mornings with Kev. Back to the Bark Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Welcome back in on The Point. Welcome back to our Positive Points on Aging. Thank you for being with us here on this Tuesday morning. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, it'll be Erica and Mary Gervais. They'll be coming your way with Clear to Close. And then later on today, it'll be Sheriff Leon Lott joining us on the afternoon drive from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, taking your calls, our Richland County Sheriff in the studio. Right now, though, we're with our good friend Katie from over at Oakleaf Village as we continue the Positive Points on Aging, talking about taking the keys away, or when you have to, or how to keep from having to take the keys away when it comes to our older adults and driving. And I understand that over on the Groucho's Deli phone lines, we've got Reggie calling in with his thoughts on the topic. So let's grab a call here. We don't do this very often during the Positive Points, but we'll grab a call here real quickly. And Reggie, good morning and welcome. Say hello to Katie.
Hey, good morning, Katie. How you doing? How you doing, Kev?
We're well.
Good morning.
Like I said, my mother, she's 78, and her faculties are declining, real argumentative, cantankerous, just it's something new to me and my older sister. Like I said, driving is a part of it. She done had some fender benders, but I mean, she's a rattlesnake. they went to Jamaica over Memorial Day weekend, and my sister told her to pull out her passport so she can, show it to the people. I mean, she went off. You think I'm dumb? You think I'm slow? And I mean, how do you deal with that? It's really emotional. I mean, I'm a 52-year-old man, but I hate seeing my mother decline. That's why I get upset when, not being political, but people talk about, like, certain president faculties are declining, the way he shuffles, the way he forgets stuff. It's like, I take it personal because that's happening to me right now. So, how do you deal with that? Like, seek counseling, help?
Absolutely. And patience is the key. That's a hard thing to have, especially when it's your parents, because I'll be honest, my parents are in their 70s and my mom is hard headed, but so is my daddy. And there is a different, type of attitude. I can talk with my mom one way and I can talk with my dad another. My dad's that hard headed and stubborn, and he doesn't get combative or anything like that, but he does get mouthy right back at me real quick if he needs to. But being patient with him, trying to find ways to talk to them in a tone that doesn't offend them. You're not talking down to them. And you're also making sure that you're saying, Mama, I understand. Usually when you kind of repeat those things, those are kind of that little bridge gap that helps a little bit. Mom, I'm not trying to rush you getting your passport out. I just want to make sure you have all your tools in your toolbox for when we get across this line. That mm-hmm. helps a lot of times.
Yeah, I mean, I'll ask this, Reggie. Have you had the opportunity? Do you know if there's anything recent in terms of doctor's appointments or anything conditionally that has changed? Has she been to her physician in the last 6 months?
I know she just had some type of gland problem behind her ear or anything, but other than that, she's in great health. I mean, as far as I know, I hate to say I try to stay away from it because, like I said, this little thing ticks her off. But, mm-hmm. Of course I go visit because, my father's deceased and everything. But it's just one of them things, like, you just want to kind of, I don't have no drama in my life, as they say. Right. So this is new to me. And like I said, I take it real emotionally and personally because I'm just a drama-free guy. And so, just to kind of go over there and the least little thing or take, like, for instance, I'm going to have to go buy a fire extinguisher. But she's forever seen, like, leaving something on the stove and falling asleep. So I said, I'm going to go buy a fire extinguisher and show her how to call it the pass system, pull, aim, squeeze, sweep.
Right.
I learned that in the military. Yeah. So,
do you have siblings?
Just put a fire
locally?
An older sister. Yeah, I have an older sister.
You might need to have a powwow with her regarding where this is going, because it doesn't get easier. It only gets a little bit harder each step.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are situations where you literally find where you're not feeling like she might be in a safe environment because of what you're saying, leaving stoves on and things like that, then you're getting to where it's not about whether or not you offend her. It's about what's in her and others' best interest. And you might be needing to talk to your sister about, do we need to take a look at mom getting some home health care, mm-hmm. or even going into assisted living or things like that? Even if she was going to bite your head off.
Definitely. Yeah.
But there's ways to deal with that also. I'm just saying you don't want a situation where, God forbid, you got the call coming in from the fire department because something horrible happened, and you say to yourself, well, I was just too scared to talk to her about this or to deal with this, because sometimes you don't get a second chance.
Mm-hmm. And it does sound like she's having some cognitive decline, because if she's forgetting things on the stove, most likely she's having a cognitive decline. So I would...
I can tell.
Definitely say one of you or your sister need to go to a primary care appointment with her and just say, I do have some concerns. Mom doesn't know I'm about to say this, and I'm not trying to get her angry, but I am concerned for her safety. And explain those things. So if your primary care doctor knows what's going on, then there's more tests that they can do. There's some things that they can look at to kind of get into the depth of what it is.
Well, and then there's also, well, one more thing, Reggie, there's also, and this is something I did with my mom before I lost her in December. There was cognitive decline going on with my mom. And so while they were doing some lab work on mom and just doing some blood work or just stuff, I asked the doctor to step outside privately with me and talk to her privately so that I didn't do anything to create conflict or embarrassment for my mom. But at the same time, I had the full attention of the doctor. And that's when I had, because then you don't have to dance.
Right.
Then you could just go straight at it and say, this is what's going on. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
another
approach.
I was just thinking, like, even with the commercial for Prevagen, I don't know if that stuff works or not, but I told my sister, maybe we need to order some of this Prevagen that a certain station kind of advertise all the time, because sometimes I feel like I need Prevagen at 52. So
I hear you. But and Reggie, we're running short on time, but I do want to tell you, somebody needs to go to her next appointment with her, you or your sister, find a way to make it happen, because you just don't want the what-if situations.
Correct.
I appreciate you calling in, and I feel for you. Embrace every day you have with her.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it goes from her being the parent to you being the parent as more of this happens.
Yep.
That's just a dose of reality. It's not an easy situation. All right, we only have about a minute here before we wrap it up, Miss Katie.
Mm-hmm.
So any last words on the driving thing that we didn't get to that's really important and essential?
Just having the talk. The thing is being positive and being supportive about when it is time to take away the keys. Stick to the issue. Discuss that it is not that because of their age that you're taking the keys away or that it's time to get rid of the keys. It is because of their safety. So make it a positive conversation. That's the biggest thing. Make it positive.
Right.
Hey,
that's something to think about for sure. I always, whenever I've had advice for people that are going through this, I've always tried to talk to them about, if not for yourself, think about what happens if there's a kid riding his bike on the street while you're driving down the street, something like that.
Absolutely.
Going that approach. If people have more questions, Ms. Katie, how do they find you?
They can call us at 803-808-3477, or they can reach us at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ms. Katie.
Thanks,
appreciate
sir.
It. I'm back this afternoon at 4 o'clock with Sheriff Leon Lott. For Ms. Katie, for Mr. Brian, I'm Kev. Thank you for listening to the Positive Points on Aging at the Point.
Mornings with Kev.